From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. During a listening session Wednesday with American students, parents, and teachers who have witnessed some of the many school shootings that have taken place during the past two decades, U.S. President Donald Trump suggested that arming teachers may be one way to deter shooters.
An attack has lasted, on average, about 3 minutes. It takes 5 to 8 minutes for responders, for the police to come in. So the attack is over. If you had a teacher who was adept at firearms, they could very well end the attack very quickly.
Trump sought to clarify his idea Thursday via Twitter, saying he wants to look at the possibility of giving concealed guns to adept teachers with military or special training experience. UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura said Thursday he hoped the UN Security Council would agree to a resolution to end fighting in eastern Ghouta, but said it would not be easy.
There is no alternative but a ceasefire and humanitarian access.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to the Security Council to approve an urgent 30-day ceasefire across Syria and to help the 400,000 besieged residents of eastern Ghouta. The 15-country United Nations Security Council could vote Thursday on a resolution to implement a ceasefire across eastern Syria. Nigerian officials say some of the schoolgirls who were reportedly abducted earlier this week by Boko Haram militants have been rescued. People with direct knowledge of the matter said 91 students were found to be absent after a roll call Tuesday. Authorities have denied the abductions took place. This is VOA News. Speaking to U.S. Jewish leaders in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told participants Israeli intelligence services had prevented an Islamic State group attack.
We reveal today that Israel's intelligence services prevented the shooting down of an Australian airliner.
Israeli media referenced an army statement referring to an attempted bombing in July of an Etihad Airways flight due to leave Sydney for Abu Dhabi that was foiled by Australian security forces before the plane took off. The resumption of U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, which were postponed until after the Pyeongchang Olympics and Paralympics end in late March, could also mark the end of the current diplomatic outreach to North Korea. Military leaders deem these conventional exercises to be essential to maintain defense readiness and deterrence against the growing North Korean nuclear threat. North Korean security analyst Daniel Pinkston also says it's standard practice.
All militaries train. Korean People's Army in North Korea trains. The PLA trains in China. That's what militaries do.
North Korea has called these joint exercises threatening rehearsals for invasion. Iran's deputy foreign minister says Tehran will withdraw from the 2015 nuclear deal if there's no economic benefit and major banks continue to shun the Islamic Republic.
Under the deal with Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States, Iran agreed to restrict its nuclear program in return for the removal of sanctions that have crippled its economy. Despite that, big banks have continued to stay away for fear of falling foul of remaining U.S. sanctions, something that has hampered Iran's efforts to rebuild foreign trade and lure investment. Adding to those concerns, U.S. President Donald Trump told Europeans on January 12th they must, in his words, agree to fix the terrible flaws of the Iran nuclear deal, or he would reimpose the sanctions Washington lifted as part of that pact. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Amnesty International named Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte as one of the worst-performing leaders in terms of human rights for a second consecutive year. The new report, which covers 159 countries, also highlighted the increasing lawlessness and violence in the Philippines, a situation that reflects the worsening human rights situation in the Southeast Asia region. Germany has won the gold medal in the Nordic combined team event, adding to its dominance of the sport at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Germany was second after the ski jumping stage and started the 4x5-kilometer cross-country relay race just 6 seconds behind Austria. Germany won the previous two Nordic combined events and joined Finland as the only country to win 3 gold medals in the sport in 1 Winter Games. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.